Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The two of us have not had a chance to talk on air in a while with just conflicting schedules, so I'm assuming Shaletta's going to walk in the door. Is Shaletta almost
Mm-mm.
here? Lindsay?
Mm-mm.
Excuse me.
Mm-mm.
Wait a second.
She's not walking anywhere. She's in the back car serenading her husband with old school R&B tunes. We're headed to Kansas City for a NASCAR race.
Hello?
Because you know how...
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
It's a Friday. It's 1:05.
Yeah. It's
you
beautiful.
Haven't seen your tall, dark, and handsome friend in a minute or two.
What is Henry like? What is he doing?
He's not tall. Get out of here. What's Henry like? 4'8"? I mean, come on. No, kidding. I mean, I thought for sure you'd be here.
Well, you know, I thought for sure I'd be there, too. But we have an amazing opportunity. And, you know, one thing that I'm not going to pass up, and you know this about me, is an opportunity.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, your boy,
yep,
he loves driving fast. You know, he's flipping up and down the highway.
Yep.
And so my dad was here visiting my mom and dad for 2 weeks. And my daddy was like, that boy just loves driving fast. It's like he works for NASCAR or something. And I was like, oh, my God, Dad, that is it. I said, that's his calling. So I started looking up NASCAR drivers. And I'm like, you know, NASCAR has currently, not sure what tomorrow will hold, a driver diversity program. And so I got online. And, you know, I used to work for the FBI. It took me about a couple of hours. But I found the home phone number of LeVar.
Think about that. If you worked for the FBI.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. My
I mean, you
God.
Know, if the girl could, if that chick could be the director of Homeland Security, I could be the FBI director.
Well,
I would do better than the dude that's in there right now. Yeah, come on, let's be real.
Let's,
if we're just letting everybody have a
there's a
chance,
long list of people that administration. I think I'm picking over you.
I could be the education secretary. So anyway, I found the guy, cold called him. I said, sir, I know you don't know me. You're probably wondering how I got your phone number. I legally can't tell you without some charges being pressed.
Yeah.
But my son loves driving fast, and he has decided that he wants to be a mechanic. And I think NASCAR is it for him. And he said, oh, my God, I would love to meet your family. I'm driving in Kansas City this weekend to see. Almost over. The next race is in Toledo. That's
yeah.
it. And I was like, well, I ain't driving to Toledo. Kansas City got barbecue. And listen, I took off from school today. If anybody asked, the kids are sick. And we in Kansas City right now. We're finna check into our hotel. We're going over to Kansas City Speedway. And Andrew is going to meet his new best friend, LeVar Scott, the NASCAR driver. Look at here now.
If anyone ever doubts your ability to, number one, demonstrate determination and to get things done, they're a fool. This is just another example. I mean, for a lot of us, this just doesn't happen. For you, it's just, okay, four calls and boom, I'm meeting with them.
I'm meeting the NASCAR driver. And it's so funny because I'm not going to call any names. But there was one time back when, and I hate to bring this up because I know you get angry every time I do, when Lil Nas X, before he was playing with the devil and walking around with a pamper on.
Yeah. It's not going out well. It's not going. Hey, Lil Nas X, if you were to come on my show, things would be going a little better than they're going now because it's not good now.
No, it's not. But you know, when he reached out to our family and, you know, when he was real hot singing his Old Town Road song, and
yep.
you know, doing all that stuff, somebody was like, oh, well, she's just, you know, it's just her season. She's just having a moment. She's having her 15 minutes of fame. No, this is my life. This is what I do. We've done the NASCAR thing. We've taken over NASCAR before, and we're getting ready to do it again. This is how we live. We live fabulous. The Lord loves us.
How excited is Andrew about this opportunity?
Oh, my God. He is so excited. And this guy, LeVar Scott, he's like one of the best up-and-coming drivers. And here's the thing. You can't be what you can't see, right? And representation is so important. And this kid, this LeVar Scott, he looks like Andrew. He's got the it factor. He's charismatic. He's funny. He's got this million-dollar smile. And he's got locks. And so, you know, the last time we would have nothing against Brandon Brown, but he didn't look like nobody in our he didn't look like nobody in our family. You know, it didn't look like anything that we could do or one of my children could accomplish. It looked like it was something for someone else. And for Andrew to get a chance to meet this guy, we got passes to get down in the track. And, you know, since Comcast sponsors my podcast network and they also Xfinity sponsors NASCAR, they got us all kinds of VIP stuff. So we get down in the pit. We get to go hang out with the drivers and get in the grandstand. So they're going to be treating us like Megan and Harry, basically. And so Sean's driving.
I would have preferred Will and Kate at this point. I'm not sure it's going as well for Megan and Harry. I got to be honest. You know.
Well, that actually is fitting because it's me and Sean. And so he's been driving, and I've been playing old school R&B music on the Bluetooth. And so every time a song comes on, I would get to serenade him. And it's like I think Jesus is trying to tell us to get back together because like
did
three
you guys
of
have to pull
songs,
off to the side of the road? I mean,
we almost did. If we didn't have kids, we'd be in Iowa somewhere in the cornfield. I'm just saying, because three of our favorite songs from when we were dating came on back to back to back, and I was serenading him. And I sent you the video. It looks like he's disinterested, but that's not the case.
No,
I believe in
no,
his heart.
Not only looks like it, he is disinterested. And he looks like,
no,
again,
it looks like, it
I
just,
was
it, no.
I'm trying to it move, and again, now I'm back in a car with this woman. I mean, it just doesn't. Now, Kansas City, you know, many people, myself including, have made that drive. It's an easy drive in a pretty dang
it's
good town.
It's an easy drive.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful day, right? It's a Friday. We're heading into the weekend. And so I've already taken off tomorrow, so I wouldn't be going to be
shock.
Doing my show. Surprise.
Yeah.
And so this was just, you know, we've had Andrew come on down, and we all hopped in the 9-seater, and we said we just going to make the trip. And, you know, it's just a good, fun family trip. You know, get the kids, and they get to hang out with their big bro, and, you know, we get to eat some barbecue.
Oh,
and,
it's a great
and then we
barbecue
get to meet
time.
A NASCAR driver.
Oh, it's great.
I'm so excited.
Gosh,
so excited.
I wish you could, like, ship me back some just fresh burnt ends and some
burnt
brisket.
Ends.
Oh,
and then take the bread and just let it soak a little bit in the salt.
Oh, God.
And then do you do pickles and onions with your barbecue? Like, I have to have like a little side of pickles and onions. So as
for
I eat my barbecue, I eat my pickles and onions too.
I may have decided what our meal is tonight. Little barbecue. You may have influenced me. All right, put Shaletta on hold. We're going to continue the dialogue with the determined one. She'll be back with us. We're going to talk Trump, Tylenol, autism, since it hits home for both of our families. I want to talk Stretch Lab. You know what? If you go on a long drive to Kansas City, you sit around at your job, let's say hypothetically talking to Shaletta, and you're in your chair too much and you're watching the Ryder Cup, or you're running right now and you're listening to us, or you're biking and you're listening to us. Maybe you're going to bowling later today and you're listening to us. Every one of us will benefit from stretching. Everybody will, no matter your fitness or your age. Why not go to a professional place like Stretch Lab, double-figure locations in the metro area, and get that opening 50-minute session? Why should you go there? Train professionals. Months and months of training before they work on you. The technology to truly evaluate your body. The sit-down session where they talk to you. So let's say hypothetically, me, Lindsay, Sean, and Shaletta walk in. Very different areas to try to stretch our bodies. I've been going for 6 years. I have recommended Stretch Lab outside of just here on the radio but to dozens of friends, and so many have taken me up on my recommendation. Normally, they dismiss me, which is a good decision. This one, they did not, and they love StretchLab. Do it today. Go this afternoon, StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I will never fault a single parent or an interested observer for wondering what is going on with autism. Are the numbers truly jumping up? Are they jumping up because we're diagnosing more? Are they jumping up for greater doctor availability? As a father of a 24-year-old, Shaletta has three kids on the spectrum. Who doesn't wonder why I had Hunter and Griffin and then Quentin, who is my hero? I love him immensely, but why he's on the spectrum and why Shaletta and Sean had Andrew and then the rest of the kids are on the spectrum. So I don't fault that. I don't fault doctors. In fact, I encourage doctors and scientists to keep researching and to try to provide answers, to have them documented by scientists, documented by repeat experts in the area. But then we have RFK Jr., who for years and years and years, after the Wakefield study on autism, on vaccines, was completely debunked. In total, that RFK Jr. would continue to cite that. That on certain podcasts and certain other interviews, he would say vaccines cause autism. That's it, period. And then when he'd be asked about it, oh, you're taking it out of context. Okay, so RFK Jr. and credibility in this area, about zero for me. And then earlier in the year, he's just telling Trump, we're going to have this big announcement, and basically we're going to resolve. We're going to solve the autism dilemma. And then it comes out, and all of a sudden now it's a sit of, it's Tylenol. Now I'm like Trump. I can't say acetaminophen. When the overwhelming of studies, I think it's about 99%, because this isn't new, ladies and gentlemen, and if you're not paying attention, I get it. But this isn't new, and because of one Harvard study by someone who's paid to provide this information in court, and his views were basically dismissed in court, now Trump, he's ranting about Tylenol again over and over and over again. What he was saying in the press conference the other day was scattered and insulting. So it bugs me. It bugs me a lot how cruel this administration has been about individuals of any age with autism, because clearly there are a number of individuals who have autism very severe and need 24/7 care. But the way RFK Jr. continually for years and years, non-productive, unable to experience joy, and then when he's lying that there's no 7-year-olds around with autism, my God, his family has been tied to Special Olympics. So, to be honest, I know this long preamble, it just infuriates me. So chime in and talk as long as you want.
Follow the money. You know, they're not doing this just because they felt like holding a news conference. At some point in the near future, in the great by and by, they're going to say, you know what, we're not going to fund autism services and resources, because if the moms just stopped taking Tylenol, they wouldn't have, their children wouldn't have autism. And you know, parents who have kids with autism, you know, the first thing we want to know is what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and the first thing that people in community that don't understand this condition that our children have been diagnosed with, they say, well, what did you do? Did you not take your vitamins? Were you drinking while you were pregnant? Did you go out of town? Did you travel out of the country? It must be your fault. And so this is a lot of finger pointing and blaming. And I think the end game and the long game is that they have a strategic plan to take away a lot of the services, programs, and resources for kids with autism, and say that it's not the state or the federal government's responsibility to educate these children. It's on their parents. And so we're just going to stop doing it, because if they just stopped taking Tylenol, it wouldn't happen. And you see some of that going on right now. Budgets are being slashed across the country. This is not just in Minnesota. And I understand that there's some fraud situations going on, but that's not with the kids. That's with organizations that get money to provide services. That's not families and children. And you know, there's schools in Texas and Louisiana that are removing special education altogether. There are programs that are saying when your child turns 18, I don't care how severely autistic he has to come out of the system and get a job. Well, what if he can't talk? What if he's still in a diaper? What if he is still, you know, being fed by puree foods by an assistant? Well, if he can't get a job, then too bad, he's got to come out of the system. And so we see little sprinklings of that now, and nobody's sounding an alarm. Nobody is saying anything. And until people start speaking up and speaking out and voting so that our children's best interests are being appreciated and highlighted and dealt with, it's only going to get worse. So I'm going to tell these parents all the time, don't come crying to me because your services got cut. Don't come crying to me because your budget got cut. You get what you vote for. You get what you ask for. You wanted this, now you got it.
Let me add, too, that the Walz administration, in their budget proposals last year, significant cuts in special education services. So this administration in this state shouldn't feel that great about it themselves. And you're right, at the federal level, the Trump administration has been very strong in their cuts and callous and cavalier about it. But it's been administration after administration after administration, and it is shameful and cruel. And some of the comments some people offer up, and you were eloquent in those, live that life. You don't sign up, but then you're overwhelmed with the opportunity to have kids you can help. You're overwhelmed by how daunted it can be, and then you're told, this is when the state and federal government should play a part. I just would like them to come close to fulfilling what they said they were going to do, what they're legally required to do, and they never, ever do it.
No, they don't. And parents are exhausted. You know, we have to take care of our kids. We are in community. We are married. We've got laundry and dishes, and we're cooking. And then we got to go to the school and fight. And then we got to fight the government, too. I mean, can somebody be on our side? You know, and they talk a good talk and a good game when it's time to get elected. And they pat us on the head and they talk about how much our children matter. But they know that our children are the least of these. They're not the voting bloc that they're concerned about. They're not the donors. And so we're low-hanging fruit, and we are first to always get picked.
That's exactly right, because in the big, beautiful bill, those Medicaid cuts enormously hurt individuals of a variety of ages who deserve and should get disability services, and they have been significantly cut. It's sad, and it just continues. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I hope this is an opportunity for Andrew to find something he really wants to do. I hope it's a great trip, and I hope Sean leaves you in Kansas City.
And that's cold blooded.
Yeah,
that is so cold blooded.
I mean the phones will still work. We'll still talk to you, but you know.
No, how am I going to serenade him in the nine seater if he leaves me here?
That's the point. That is exactly why I said it. You tell him that he should say,
who's to go to
guess what?
Dean
Phillips is around the corner. Hey, go talk to Dean. And then when he does, when you do that, when you run over there,
you know I'll run.
You run over there putting your makeup on. Then you go, then Sean goes and gets the kids in the car and take off. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll have a home.
I'll be on the corner looking for Dean.
Yeah, you'll have a home like an hour later, but the kids will visit you every once in a while. All right. Love you. Have fun.
All right, thanks.
Shaletta here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I greatly appreciate a text like this where texter disagreed with some of my points on Trump, Tylenol, and autism. And I responded, and the person then responded back, I will continue to listen, not always agree, but love your show. That is fabulous. That is so much of what I want our discourse to be, because I don't want, because of some maniacs and murdering people, which is disgusting, vile, beneath any sense of dignity and should be condoned. But then when someone offers up criticism of maybe some comments like Charlie Kirk said, or of liberals or Republicans, and you say, oh, don't give a strong comment. No, stop that. Give strong comments. But we all know where lines are crossed, where it's demeaning, it's violent, it's declaring people enemies of the country. That's very clear. So if on this show, when I completely understand the myriad of options you have to listen to or to not listen to anything, if you take any amount of time and you listen because you agree with some of our opinions, agree with a lot of our opinions, you don't agree with any of our opinions, maybe you listen because we infuriate you, but you get the back and forth and understand there's not malice. It's radio. I'm paid to give my opinion. That's what we're paid to do. To generate something for 5 minutes or for 3 hours where you say, hey, that stood out and it's enough to get me to keep listening. Thank you. Even for folks who maybe 99% of the time don't listen to me. Okay, let's get to some other topics here. Okay, I mentioned before when we talked about events, we anticipate that for me, the Ryder Cup is the number one sporting event I look to. So I want to talk a little Ryder Cup because I know there's plenty of golf people out there listening. It was a boat race by my club. I'm Team Europe with three of the matches, blowouts, and then the Cantley-Shoffley team winning the last two holes to beat Vic and Bobby Mack. I didn't really like Keegan's selections. I made that point on Twitter. And I made that point in other conversations leading up to it here on the radio. Now, Justin Thomas playing better in the afternoon, but playing Justin Thomas and Colin Morikawa as opposed to Ben Griffin and J.J. Spawn is, I just think, a very foolish decision. They clearly have outplayed Justin Thomas and Colin Morikawa the entire year, and just hiding the rookies, I think we go too far in trying to hide rookies. The fact that Europe is able to just stick it to Scotty. In back-to-back foursome plays, you should turn your mic off there, at least we're getting that typing. From 9-7 to then the butt-kicking today, it is a little shades of Tiger again. I mean, Tiger's Ryder Cup record. I put it out there the other day. One of the baffling stats in sports the last 25 years. 13-21-3 and about 95% of the time, he was the clear-cut best player on the planet. It's the randomness of match play. I get it. That's 37 matches. That's not that random. That's a big number. And guess what right now? Scheffler and Spahn are losing two up again. There is something longer lasting when you take out an absolute stud. When Europe would take out Tiger, would take out Mickelson when he was at his peak. Just like when USA just dominated Rory at Whistling Straits when Rory didn't play very well, and USA kicked his butt. Those points matter even more. I think at some point today, if this doesn't work out well, I wonder if in his heart of hearts, Keegan is going to reconsider, was he right in not picking himself? Because I said it all along, should have picked him. He's the 13th ranked player in the world. He plays with passion and fire, and it's a Ryder Cup captaincy. We turn this into, it's too complicated to do both. Give me a break. And that's my guy McIlroy, who said it's not possible. Stop, Rory. Calm down. It's very possible. I don't love how the course is set up as easy as it is. This goes back to the Hazeltine Whistling Straits strategy. As a person who's played a decent amount of rounds at Hazeltine, good for me, la-di-da. And as someone who was out there the entire week, my God, the rough was light for Hazeltine. It's the same thing at Bethpage. And I get the idea that they feel like the Americans benefit more where they can slug it, hit it as far, the rough's not going to get in as much. By the way, the Euros aren't that short. And I get the point is to win. I just want to see Bethpage have a little bit of teeth. So to have the rough not long and then have the rain, which they can't control, and play as soft as it has, I want this to play more like a major than the Bob Hope, okay? I don't want this to play like the 3M Open out of the TPC when it's the pursuit of 24 under. I want par to matter on a few more holes. The television coverage this morning, I just have it on here. I can't hear it, obviously, was abysmal, to be kind. First of all, the idea when there are four matches on Friday and Saturday, each session, then we get to 12 on Sunday, obviously, with all singles, that we can't go online and watch all four matches in 2025 when this is a hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billion-dollar enterprise. Do we got the Victrola working here? Do we got the landline working? We got the teletype working? It should be an automatic. By the way, if it's at RyderCup.com and you're charging us, okay. Then USA Network, first of all, I've never understood the Terry Gannon career. I'm sorry. I don't get it. As a guy who's played a lot of golf in my life and talks for Wilderness Broadcaster, I'm not sure Terry's told me one interesting thing yet. I think Noda is just kind of average. And I think Faldo was fascinating when he had Azinger by his side. That was about 30 years ago. So I don't think they were giving much. The on-course roving reporters were very good. And Bones McKay and Smiley and Kurt Byram. And why am I forgetting the last one with the last match? They're good. The audio was terrible. Absolutely terrible. There were times you would see the player hit the shot, and about 4 seconds later, you'd hear the impact, whether it was the driver, whether it was the iron, whatever it might be. Hey, did this sneak up on you? Let me go back to Gannon and Faldo and Begay. Shut up at times. It's golf. We can actually watch a shot in the air and wait till it comes down before you react, because over and over again, just reacting to a shot when they had no idea where it was going. Then again, if we should have the TV coverage, or the internet options to sign up and watch all four. But then, by the way, when it's just four matches, the amount of shots USA Today's coverage missed now on NBC, it's all an NBC production, was, I mean, baffling. I don't know how they can miss the amount of shots, other than the fact that they had, I'd say each hour, 140 minutes of commercials each hour. Can you tell they didn't love the coverage?
Is there anything you did like?
That my team's leading 3-1. Yeah,
okay.
Baby. Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I saw this a bunch of places on Twitter, and I've also received some texts, mainly joking, okay, Trader. The idea that people are bothered that if you're from America, that you're cheering for Europe, calm down. I like the Euros better because I find their guys more charismatic, more interesting. I love how they keep coming together. I love how they build their team. I love how the pairings. I love how they always make putts. I love how they solve problems. Much better than the United States of America. That doesn't mean I'm moving to Luxembourg. That doesn't mean I'm going to Stockholm. We're not revisiting the Revolutionary War. So, to quote a great philosopher, lighten up, Francis, on if you're bugged, because I am 100% Team Europe, and I 100% live in America, and I'm not leaving. It's golf. It's not a battle for the UK to try to bring us back into the fold. It's a sporting event. In the Olympics, if I find the guy, including from Moscow, some amazing story in whatever event, and his story is so compelling, am I willing to cheer for her or him? You're damn right I am. You're damn right I am. And I don't care if the person's from Minnesota. I want the compelling story. I'm not cheering for Hamas. I wasn't cheering, you know, for the Iraqi leadership.
Oh my God.
It's a sporting event. Calm down. You're with me, aren't you?
Yes.
Thank you. If you're against me, you get to be. And you get to feel like I'm a total goofball. And you get to text in anytime you want. 651-461-9226. I get to talk about my friend Amber Scholl right now. American Family. We had somebody just yesterday reach out, email to Brad Lane, programming brand manager. What happened to just program director? Brand manager. If you took over for Lane, if Gons comes down and says, Lane, you're out, Brown, you're in, would you go with brand manager, or would you go with program director?
Brand manager.
Brand manager. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're into the labels, too. I got it. Okay. So somebody reached out and wanted to know about American Family, wanted to know about Team Scholl, and Brad got back to her right away. I love that people are inquiring. I have used this particular office well before Amber was running the office for 35 years when I came back to town in 1990. And it's been a great office for me. I will say this without a doubt. I think it's run better now than it's ever been run. How do you get a hold of Amber? I gave you a phone number. You forget phone numbers. You don't forget websites as quickly. Not even close. TeamScholl.com. You can remember that. SCHOLL.com. American Family. You want a local rep. You want to be with a great company like American Family. And you have expensive home and car insurance to deal with. Maybe lower those rates a little bit. Maybe get better coverage. Maybe find out a way you can have even better coverage. You find out all of that with TeamScholl.com. Among the texts, I'd like I'd like to believe this is a joke. I just don't think it is. Because if you're just joining, I was talking about the Ryder Cup. And I was saying I'm Team Europe. Okay? It's golf. It's a sport. It's not a war. It's not a battle between our intelligence, between our two governments. It's a sporting event. Among the texts. First of all, I got to get to the whole thing here because our texting system is so awful. First of all, golf is not a sport.
Oh, God.
It's a game. Okay.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. What defines a sport? Okay. It's very subjective. Is this person saying because you're not running the entire time, you're not sweating the entire time, you're not perspiring? Because if you don't think fitness plays a part, you're not paying attention for the players at the highest level. And I'm not talking about beer league golf. Okay. First of all, golf is not a sport, it's a game. And second of all, the fact that you would cheer for Europe only shows your socialistic tendencies, since you vote Democratic, and voting Democratic is basically voting socialism. Even though I've said repeatedly, I'm completely against socialism, and I'm completely against the far left. Minor point. Minor point.
Not these Democrats.
Yeah. And I'm about to go after Omar Fateh with Rochelle in the upcoming segment of Cheers and Jeers. The texter continues. Again, I'm talking about cheering for Team Europe and golf, this person. We already know you're a socialist because you're one of those people who wants to preserve our democracy. First of all, that'd be terrible. That would be really a terrible thing to keep our democracy going.
What a stupid idea.
Oh, no, not that. Anything but that. God, our texting system's so bad. We don't live in a democracy, and only people want to preserve a democracy vote socialist. Okay. You find me a socialist, okay, and I'll let you know where I stand on them politically. And if you listen to me with any regularity, you know. Just because you're against Donald Trump, Donald's just about the revenge tour. Again, he got Comey after he brought in someone who's never prosecuted a case once in her entire life and didn't get one other person in the office to sign off on it. What does that say about the credibility of that case? But, yep, that's it. It's my socialist tendencies. That's why I'm here, you know, to help people out. I think that's it. I think I need to stop talking because Rochelle Olson, mayoral debate and plenty more with Rochelle next hour, including Am I Wrong next hour with Lindsay on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.